Father, we thank you for another opportunity to learn at your feet. We thank you because you have brought us to your presence to bless us again today and to grant us the access to good success. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you visit everyone. Let no one return back the same way. Grant us unusual grace in Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains the law of attention, listening, and sensitivity. Let's read some scriptures. Luke 19:43-44 says, "For this will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another. God forbid, but this is the path we are interested in, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And Proverbs 27:23 says, "Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds." Praise the Lord. So the question now is your blessing passing you by? Blind Bartimaeus in his blind state could see that Jesus was different from a normal person, while so many others with perfect sight could not see that. In fact, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and many others at the time were so blind that they crucified Jesus, the Lord Christ. Even his earthly family misunderstood and commonized him. The law of attention, listening, and sensitivity is paramount for all-round success. We must understand that. For us to have the good success we so desire, there is the law of attention. Attention to details, attention to changes, attention to new things. The law of listening, the law of sensitivity. And this law applies to every area of life. Marriage, business, career, ministry. This law applies to all these aspects of life and guarantees success. So here are the key points we are looking at today. Number one, don't assume you have seen anything you have only looked at once. If you have only looked at that thing once, don't assume you have seen everything about it. There are so many things you are yet to see. Then the other key point is, don't think you understand anything or anyone you have only heard once. If you have heard him once, you have listened to a message once, you have listened to an instruction once, don't think you understand it yet. Then don't think you have mastered what you have not practiced over and over again. If you are going to write an exam and you have not practiced over and over again, don't think you understand it yet. If you are into a trade or into a business and you have not practiced over and over again, don't think you have understood it yet. Then another point is, don't think you know or love anyone or anything you have not seen his or her mistakes or flaws. Don't think you love someone until you have seen their flaws, until you have seen their mistakes, until you have seen the thing they are not good at, until you have seen the other side of them. No, you don't love that person yet. And you don't know that person yet. You don't know that thing yet. If you are using a device and you are not seeing the negative part, then you are yet to know the device. Praise God. So we are going to look at three terms that we are looking at today: attention, listening, and sensitivity. Number one, attention. Attention is looking beyond seeing and being present when you are around. I'm going to say that again. Looking beyond seeing and being present when you are around. That is attention. That is how I will define it today. Then listening is giving attention to someone else's words, gestures, or expressions with the goal of bringing some sense out of it. And sensitivity, this refers to how quick you are to pick clues about something. How quick you are to pick clues that, oh, this and this and this definitely means B. Praise the Lord. We'll explain further. So let's look at attention. Attention is looking beyond seeing and being present when you are around. Now, if you're going to give attention to something, you can't be here trying to pay attention to me and you are at the same time doing something else. The two cannot work together. The same way in business, you can't be doing a business. The time you have dedicated to that business, you can't use it for something else and think you are still paying attention to it. No. Marriage too, or a relationship, You can't be in a relationship with someone, trying to know that person, trying to marry that person, while you are also looking at someone else. No. Attention demands absolute concentration, absolute focus. It is the extra look that makes you see what you have not seen before. The extra look. You have seen once, you are looking again. That's why the psalmist said, once God has spoken and twice I've heard, that power belongs to God. What is the second time? He listened to it again before he was able to see exactly what God was saying. Praise God. Attention is the extra concentration that makes you notice what was not there before. I'm sure many of us have had this experience before, that you are passing through a street and you said, oh, there's a new building, or they just added something to that building. And someone else says, ah, what do you mean? It's been there all the while. It's been there for ages, for years. We are like, no, I'm just saying it. Why? Because now you just paid attention. And that is how life could be also. There are many areas of your life that you didn't pay attention to, that you may think you understand, why you just didn't understand it yet. There are many gifts in your life that you may never discover until after a long time, until after something makes you pay attention to it, or somebody else points your attention to it. So that is the law of attention. Whatever you are doing in life, is it business? Is it career? Is it a profession? Is it your marriage? Is it a relationship of any kind? For you to have that good success, it demands extra attention, the extra look, the extra concentration. Praise the Lord. So the second point is listening. Like we defined earlier, listening is giving attention to someone else's words, gestures, or expressions with the goal of bringing some sense out of it. Paying attention to something with the goal of bringing some sense out of it. Now, the question today is, do we really listen to others or to ourselves? It may shock you to know that most people actually don't listen to other people. Now, there are two sides to this, but we are looking at the one that concerns you and I today. In listening, you must understand that for you to understand what someone else is saying, you must understand it from their perspective. Remember the law of perception that we did before. So you are standing where they are to understand what they are saying, because if you don't do that, you won't understand what they are saying. For example, when somebody who owns a business is talking to an employee, employees tend to understand from their own perspective. For example, if you're saying sales are dropping, we need to do more to get more sales, an employee is saying, but I'm getting my salary. But the employer is saying, if you don't make sales, it will be difficult to pay your salary and eventually you'll be laid off. So if an employee can see from that angle that if I don't do what the boss is saying, if I don't do what it takes to build this company up, it will eventually affect me. Then you see that when you look at it from that angle, it tends to put in more effort. Praise God. So you need to listen to others from their perspective. For example, if somebody says, you didn't do something well, you tend to look at it from, okay, is he judging me? Is he accusing me? What is he saying? But if he says, you are not doing it well, you are like, okay, from his perspective, what does this person expect? When you look at it from his perspective, then you can see what he's saying and you can do what he actually means. The same thing in marriage too. If your husband complains about something or your wife complains about something, don't look at it from your own perspective or what you think the person is saying. Look at it from what he is actually saying, from his standpoint. If you don't understand, then ask questions. Praise the Lord. So listening is a very important part of good success in life. How we listen to God. For example, if God says, I will give you a house. Now, there's a scripture I discovered that people have been quoting in a different light. Now, God says, he will give you cities you did not build. Do you know that many people quote it as God said he will give us houses we did not build, because they looked at it from their perspective. Why will God give me cities? But we have seen it right before our eyes that God has given some people cities, some pastors. God said, don't worry, you are living in a one-room apartment. I'm going to give you cities. And he's doing it. So God said he's going to give you cities. But you know, with our own myopic view, with our own human view, we look at it that God said he will give us houses because it is easy to comprehend that. We have seen people with several houses. So we think, okay, God is saying he will give me houses. But God said cities. Then he went further and said, and fill the houses with precious things. That means the city is giving you is filled with houses. So it's not just talking about houses, it's talking about cities. That's just one part of it. That if you don't understand something from the perspective of the person speaking or the person giving you information, you're going to understand it from your own angle and you're going to get it half right or totally wrong. That means you're not maximizing what the person is saying. So listening is giving attention to someone else's words. Not only words, gestures, expressions. Because what I'm saying, if for example you can see me physically and you see the way I'm moving my hand, the way I'm moving my head, my mood, my face, how I'm looking at you, that is why all these things are important in conversation. So if you're looking at that person and seeing the gestures of the person, his expressions, is he talking angrily, is he talking gently, it all matters to what the person is saying. For example, if somebody says, I like what you did. If you don't see his face, you may not understand what he means. Maybe he's just saying, I like what you did. But you know, there's this ecstasy on his face. There's this joy on his face. There's this glowing on his face that makes him like, oh, I like what you did. You can also see it in people's voices. So if you can't see me physically and I say, wow, I like what you did, it's different from, okay, it's okay. They are two different things. So the same way in life, if somebody is talking to you or somebody is passing an information to you, you want to see, you want to read between the lines. Even if it's text, even if it's message, you can still see between the lines how fast this person responds at times. The words, the choice of words could matter. Praise God. So we need to understand that you don't listen to yourself. You listen to other people. So don't end up creating your version of the story being told by the other party. No. Understand the story being told from the person talking to you, from the perspective of the person talking to you, not from your own perspective. And that talks about selfishness at times because you are only looking at it from your angle. So put yourself in the shoes of that person and it will make you understand. Praise God. So in business, you need to see the pain points of customers and clients. Their pain point is actually telling you something. You need to listen to it. Everybody wants to receive attention. And remember that money goes to where needs are met. But how do you meet the needs of someone you don't understand in the first place? So if many of your clients or customers are complaining, or your boss is complaining, or your partner in marriage is complaining, or whoever you want to please in any aspect of life, the person is complaining, what do you do? Look at it from their perspective. Look at it from their shoes, because the only way you can bring profit out of that relationship is when you understand what they are saying in the first place. So when it comes to business now, the pain points of your customers, you need to understand it first. You need to listen to it. If somebody is saying, I just want something basic, and you are talking about something advanced, you have lost that customer. Because he wants something basic. You cannot do that thing basic better than what the person is thinking. But you need to understand the point of that person in the first place. Now, in career, you need to first understand what is the most important thing to every business, to every office. Many employers perhaps never really know. They just assume. For example, somebody working in a bank, he thinks what they are expecting to do is to count the money, maybe the cashier. He thinks what they want him to do is, okay, count all the money, put it together and all that. But maybe what they want is your approach, your look, the way you attend to each customer is what is more important to them than anything else. Maybe in that kind of business, their kind of customers, they are very sensitive to how you relate to them. And all you deal with is the numbers. No, the person is most likely going to lose his job or never get promotion. But let's say how you attend to each customer. When a customer comes in, you say, oh, welcome, you are happy. And they are always telling you, you know, giving a good feedback about you. Your promotion is sure. They want to retain you. Why? Because you are making the customer stay. Now, someone else will think that, oh, what they want me to do is to make sure the money is complete and no errors at the end of the day. Of course, that is important, but that may not be the most important thing to that business. So you want to really understand that. What is the most important thing to your business? Understand this by listening to what they emphasize every now and then. Read between the lines. Then in relationships too, Each party needs to appreciate and respect what is more important to the other one. Without that, there will be unending conflicts. Most times, people just assume they know what the other person wants when they are so far from it. You think you are doing what is more important to that person, and that person is saying, no, this is not what is important to me in this relationship. What is important to me is A, B, C, and you are doing D, E, F. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name and show to us what is really important in every aspect of life that we are working on in Jesus' name. Then the third aspect today is sensitivity. Remember, the topic is the law of attention, listening, and sensitivity. So sensitivity refers to how quick you are to pick clues about something. How are you able to read between the lines to pick the clues that is more important? How are you able to pick them? It is highly related to the law of keenness. Remember when we did the law of keenness? And this is talking about discerning the unspoken words. People will never always tell you the whole story. They will tell you the part of the story they think they are comfortable with. But the most important part of the story is what guarantees your success in that relationship. And when I talk about relationship, I'm talking about marital, friendship, business, career, whatever kind of relationship, even as a pastor, to the church, to the members. What is more important? You are talking about picking the clues. When somebody is just out of order, you want to be able to pick that quickly without being told. So it is about discerning the unspoken words, unspoken concerns, the unspoken pain, the pain point of your customers, the pain point of your clients, of your boss. That's what we are talking about here. So mathematically speaking, we are talking about being able to add A plus B to deduce C. So did you see out of A and B? Now, somebody needs C. But he has mentioned A. He talked about A. His action is B. Now, he's asking you to bring out a point out of it. Being able to deduce C from A and B. Sensitivity. You are picking the clues. If this person says this and this person says this, then it means this. There is no way you can know it except with the spirit of discernment. So if you really want to make it in life, in business, in career, this is very, very important. For example, a client comes to you. He's talking about design. He's talking about somebody who wants to build a building, who is constructing, who needs a full project. Now, all you do in that project is probably maybe painting. But while discussing with the person, you realize that the most important thing is not painting to the person. The person actually needs somebody trustworthy to take the whole project. Now, what do? If you can see between the lines, you may end up being the one who represents the client to everyone else. Why? Because you are trustworthy. You know you are trustworthy. The person is looking for a trustworthy person. You know you are punctual. The person is looking for a punctual person. Now, you present yourself. Maybe the first thing you do is make sure you do your painting perfectly. And the person can end up making you the whole contract person. You don't know anything about project, you don't know anything about construction, but because of your truthfulness, because of your trustworthiness, he may hand over everything to you. So that's what we are saying. Being sensitive to the needs of people, being able to pick leaves. They are not telling you exactly what they need. Why are they not telling you? When they tell you everything they are going through, just like, let me put it this way, you just met a woman and you like her, you want to marry her. She won't tell you everything about herself because she doesn't want to be cheap to you. So the same way in business, in life, clients may not tell you the whole story, but they will tell you the clues. It's for you to add A and B together. Being sensitive to that need is one thing that guarantees success. Praise God. I've ended up in business knowing so many secrets about my customers. We have never met before, and they've told me about their children, they've told me about their husband, they've told me about so many things, about their personal lives, about what they are going through. Why? Nothing. They need business, but they are mentioning other things. And in the long run, you see that these people end up doing business with you for years. Why? Being sensitive to what is important to them. Now, somebody is bringing business to you. He's not interested in the money. He just wants the joy that comes from doing business. That's the level of some people. So you must understand that. For example, a client comes to you and is saying, did you notice the kind of chair they used in that movie? You know, that chair, I want it. Now, somebody is talking about a chair, ordinary chair that costs millions in any currency. Now, and you are here talking about thousands, trying to give him cheap prices. He's not interested in cheap prices. He's interested in quality. He's interested in how his friends will feel when they come to his house. So if you are meeting that kind of person, you don't talk about money. Talk about value. Talk about the quality of things you provide. And before you know it, the person can give you as much money as possible. I've met clients like that. Their pain, their concern is not about money. Money is not their problem. They just want a good job done. So at that point, talk about the good job you're going to do. Talk about the quality of thing you're going to provide. Then in the long run, talk about money. In fact, they will tell you they will double their money. I've seen people like that. They will tell you, see, okay, you just charge me this amount. Don't worry, I will double it. Just make sure you do a good job. I've met people like that. And there are some people also, quality is not what they're after. They just want a service done. Money is very, very important to them. Don't talk too much about quality. Give them the basic thing. Make sure it's just good. Of course, go beyond what they are expecting, but don't focus too much on going the extra mile. Yes, go the extra mile a bit, but make sure you just provide them. So every client, every person is different. The person is your friend, and the person is going to be your spouse. The experience is different. A friend, okay, all you care about is, okay, the moment you are together, maybe you just discuss business or whatever. There are some business friends. There are some people. All they do in your life is to give you good advice. Know the place of every person. Be sensitive. Somebody is not interested in business. Don't talk to me about business. But he's interested in sports. Okay, that's why you are friends. When it comes to sports, talk about sports. After sports, forget it. Move on with your life. You have to know the difference in people. How they are in your life. Know what to do and how to deal with them. So, you will not always be spoon-fed with the information required for success. Use the law of discernment. So, be sensitive to changes in quality. And remember that when quality reduces, trust reduces. No matter what you do, whether it's in relationship, marital relationship, business relationship, career relationship, the moment the quality of what you offer reduces, the trust of that person, how the person trusts you, begins to go down. Now, there's a book written by Stephen R. Covey, the junior, the son, and the book is titled, I recommend it for everyone, The Speed of Trust. The Speed of Trust. And it talks about quality. When the quality of what you provide, of the service you provide, or the relationship you provide begins to drop, people's trust in you begin to drop. For example, the quality of love you used to give to your wife, if it's dropping, she may begin to doubt that what's happening with this guy, what's happening, the quality has reduced, so doubts may come in. So if you don't want that to come in, keep the quality or even increase it. The same thing, be sensitive to changes in quantity. Now, let me talk about the aspect of quality again. Now, if you are going to a business, somebody is providing service to you, and you see that the quality is reducing per day, what do you do? Begin to look for alternative, because eventually, you can't trust that person again. The same thing with quantity. If what you are selling to people, you said, I'm going to provide this quantity as a particular amount, eventually you started reducing the quantity, the person will stop trusting you. Because everyone is sensitive to the changes in quantity. The same way you too, when you see that the quantity of the service you are being provided is reducing, begin to checkmate your trust, because that person is not trustworthy anymore. The same way, that's how clients look at you. So you have to be sensitive to that too. When quantity reduces, trust fades away. Be sensitive to changes in mood. Mood is the unspoken word that reveals the mind. When somebody's mood is down, be sensitive about it. When the mood of your boss, wherever you're working, when the mood of your boss is not good, that's not the time to talk about salary raise, for example. When the mood of your customer is not good, that's not the time to play. Maybe you can ask them what's wrong, but that's not the time to crack jokes, because their mood is not good. That's not the time to start talking to them about increase in prices or something. Be sensitive to people's change in mood. This affects relationship, it affects business, it also affects career. Then be sensitive to changes in satisfaction. Remember that satisfaction is the gauge that decides the longevity of any relationship. The moment satisfaction is reducing, the longevity of that relationship is being questioned. If your clients, your customers are losing satisfaction, they are complaining every day, trust me, very soon, if they are not doing it already, they are already looking for alternative. If you are working with someone and every time the person is complaining, you are not doing something well, you are not doing something good, begin to look at that relationship, because it will be shorter than you expected. Why? Because satisfaction is the gauge that decides the longevity of a relationship. Then also, be sensitive to changes in comments. Maybe when you used to provide a service to somebody or in any form of relationship, a person used to comment and, you know, talk about great things and all that. And now, comments are reducing. People are beginning to say negative comments. You want to be very, very conscious about that. Because comment is the gift of your customer to you. It's a gift of your friend or family or spouse to you. For you to stay in that relationship, for you to stay in business. When comments are bad, your client is just saying, I like you. I want you to still stay in business with me. But if you don't do anything about the comment, if you don't make any changes, any adjustment, that relationship is going to be cut short. Business is any engagement that brings you profit. So if the person you are doing business with, and when I talk about business now, I'm talking even about spiritual things. You are going out, for example, to win souls, and you met 10 people, and 10 of them said, we are not giving our life to Christ. We are not interested in your message. What is that comment saying to you? It's saying, if you want to remain a soul winner, you better go and pray and fast. Because something is missing. It's just a feedback. Don't be angry. It's a feedback to you. You met 10 potential clients, 10 leads. You are telling them to provide service to you, and none of them, they are not interested. Not that they don't have the money, they are just not interested. Something is wrong. Maybe your presentation is wrong. Maybe the service you're offering is wrong. Maybe something is definitely wrong somewhere. So it's just a feedback. So comments are feedbacks. Those are spoken feedbacks. It's not like mood now that it's not spoken. It is spoken. So you want to pay attention to it and make it right. Praise God. So remember that these are the key points. I'm going to mention them again as we round up today. That don't assume you have seen anything if you have only looked at it once. You have not seen it yet. It takes looking over and over again to see all the details that you need to make good success out of anything. And don't think you understand anything you have only heard once. If you have heard a message once, you have not understood it. If you have heard something and information once, you have not understood it. Because you may just be understanding it from your own perspective instead of from the perspective of the person speaking. And don't think you have mastered what you have not practiced over and over again. It takes several practice for you to master anything. And don't think you know or love anything you have not seen the mistakes or flaws in there. If you have not seen the mistakes, you have not seen the flaws. You don't love that thing. You don't love that person. You don't understand it yet. So it's until you have seen the flaws, the negative side, the things are not perfect, and you are still okay with it, that's when you can say you love. So remember, the law of attention, listening, and sensitivity is another law that is important to good success. In your relationship with people, in business, these are very, very important. Praise God. I'm going to unmute everyone now. If you have any question, any comment, a short comment, please, it's time for us to make that comment. Praise God. So I think we can all unmute our mics. Yes, we can all unmute our mics. If you have a question, please feel free to ask a question right now. Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
Thank you very much for tonight's message. From tonight's message, I really got a lot of things. And part of what I got is that I think I need to be more intentional about paying close attention to things around me and to things that happens around me, so that I can really get the real facts from things that are happening. I think I need to, focus more, a little more on attention. I think I'll have to listen to the message over again later so that I really internalize the message. But from what I got tonight, I picked that I need to pay more attention and more intentional about the things I do. You know, decision making or something.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, receive grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, do you have any other question or comments? Okay, so I believe everyone understands the teaching. Please listen to it again. I remember listening to a pastor, and he said there was a particular message that has listened to probably 1,000 times and he meant it. He said he just left it. Every time it repeats and repeats and repeats. But when you look at his life today, you can see that he actually understood the message. I know of a pastor too. They said those days that when they first got in contact with Bishop David Oyedepo, that message, you know, I think it was a tape, not CD now. They said it was in their car. When they start the car, it just starts playing. When they stop the car, it stops. When they start again, it starts playing. And today, I can see that, okay, they really understood what they were listening to. So the same way, it takes listening over and over again for us to actually pay attention to details in anything. That's why, you know, God wants us to read the Bible every day. Because every time you open it, you see something new. And you're like, have I seen this before? Have I seen this before? Because His mercies are new every day. And you remember that God does not only talk to us through the Bible. He talks to us through different things. And that is why He wants us to pay attention, to listen and be sensitive. Because it's not always that God will start talking to us with words. Sometimes it takes the burning bush to call Moses' attention for him to enter into his destiny. That is how life is. Sometimes God will just want you to pay attention first before you can listen and before you can be sensitive and make good use of every aspect of life. I pray that as we step out again this week, that God Himself will give us the grace to pay attention to details, the important things of life, to listen and to draw out the facts through the spirit of sensitivity. In Jesus' name, amen. So next week will be another time. I believe we'll be looking at the topic called the law of gratitude and appreciation. This is very, very, very important. Please don't miss it. Gratitude, appreciation. You're going to hear it from another perspective and you see how important it is. The law of gratitude and appreciation. And I pray that as we do that, we'll all be blessed in Jesus' name. Today we have come to the end of the 7-part series and we're starting something new. The law of gratitude and appreciation. So see you next week and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye. Have good success.
GoodSuccess.com.